The land in question is at 12.5 miles Zemovia Highway. It's near Pat's Lake and McCormick Creek in the area known as the Pat's Creek Bridge Corridor. It's close to a popular hiking spot. Wrangell Municipal Light and Power requested to remove potential hazard trees near the power lines on Mental Health Trust land. Mental Health issued a license to Light and Power to remove the trees. Paul Slenkamp is the Senior Resource Manager for the Mental Health Trust Land Office. He oversees the statewide forestry management program. Slenkamp says Mental Health did not have a hand in deciding which trees were cut.
Wrangell Power and Light is the expert in determining hazardous trees, so we left it their discretion to identify hazard trees and remove them.
Slenkamp says it was an issue of public safety and the safety of the power lines. He says it was not a timber harvest. The Trust Land Office received some photographs of the cut area, along with concerns from local residents. That prompted the office to send Slenkamp to look at the site.
When I got there after the trees were removed, it was difficult to say whether they could have reached the power lines or not. I would have to say that I'm not sure whether I would have called them hazard trees or not, but then that wasn't really my place.
Clay Hammer is the electrical superintendent for Wrangell Light and Power. He says it's taken over a year to plan the cut.
And we agreed that anything that was tall enough to actually reach the line, well, we wanted to go ahead and get those out of there to mitigate future problems.
Hammer says Light and Power made a verbal agreement with Mike Allen to take down the trees. Allen is the owner and operator of Mike Allen Enterprises, a small local sawmill. While Slenkamp was investigating the site, he says he did see a few potentially problematic cuts.
Well, I went and walked the area, and it may very well be possible there's an access road that they cut in to get some machinery in there that is questionable.
Hammer says the access road was cleared so the workers could haul timber off the site in the opposite direction of the power lines. The trees are very close together in that area, so he says he thinks the road was necessary for both the safety of Allen's workers and for the power lines.
The risk of swinging big timber in close proximity to the line is, that's something that can get someone killed, and we definitely at all costs want to avoid doing that.
However, Hammer says he does have some concerns about one part of the site.
I don't know if it was just a person kind of losing their place, losing their spot in the woods there when they're making the initial cut or whatever. But there's a few of the trees that were a little bit close to the creek there that I would just as soon seen stay.
He says it's not clear to him why the trees were removed, but it was at the discretion of Allen's crew.
It's kind of hard to say what's going on when you're the guy in the woods trying to make a decent judgment call when you're surrounded by trees and you're down there with a saw and you're trying to do the best you can, and you've got your instructions and you work through them the best that you can. So I'm hesitant to second guess the guy on the ground there, but anyway.
Slenkamp says that the Trust Land Office will follow up, but he won't say definitively whether or not the trees were wrongfully cut.
Once it has been done, it's difficult to tell them that they shouldn't have done that.
And Hammer says he's waiting for the Land Office to finish their investigation. Once it does, his workers can start cleaning up the area and salvaging the wood. Mike Allen could not be reached for comment by deadline Wednesday night. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.